I guess we're doing this today. Ready to go?
So, what do you make of the way the offensive line has sort of been able to patch things together with all these injured starters the last couple of weeks?
Right. I think it's been a real challenge. You know, I think Jeff has done a great job. Jeff and Hank have done a great job getting those guys ready to play, getting those guys ready, the backups ready to play, even when they weren't starters. You know, I think being at home has helped us the last couple of weeks, being at home and being able to kind of have a little more control. This will be a challenge. You go on the road, you go in the dome, you go against this defensive front. This defensive front's playing as good as anybody in the NFL right now, have been all year, really. So this will be a real test for our guys.
Detroit has a good front four, but after that last game with the 8 sacks, did you take a closer look at any of the protections after that game in particular?
Lot of things that happen in a game with 8 sacks, and I've, you know, been in games where we unfortunately gave up more than that. When early in Dallas, we gave up 11 in a game, so it wasn't, you know, sometimes the game gets away from you, and Teddy could have got rid of the ball quicker. We could have put him in a couple better protections. We had a couple breakdowns, and as I said after the game, we got behind and we kept trying to throw it to try to get back in the game. We weren't that far out of it, and they kept coming, you know, and they did a really good job. But, you know, I think we could have done a better job getting the ball out quicker and getting the ball thrown away a couple of times, and I think Teddy has a better feel for that now.
Since you see from Teddy from that Detroit game earlier to now, this one coming?
Well, I think he was, I go back, and everyone wants to discount the Atlanta game, but I don't, because, you know, he came in and we protected him well and guys got open, and, you know, he played, you know, we had 500 yards, you know, he played like Rodgers did against Atlanta the other night, you know, and it was a complete different situation when he played against Detroit, and I think he was caught off guard a little bit at how good they were and how good the rush was, and you know, he threw an interception early, and I think that had an effect on him. The other two interceptions were tipped balls. I mean, one was a catchable ball and the other one was batted by the defensive line. So I think those are experiences that everyone says a young quarterback, that every quarterback learns from. And you know, unfortunately, you know, somewhere down the road, he'll be in that same position again. We'll try to handle it better.
Is that Detroit defense on their home field about as good as the challenges he'll face early in his career here?
That's the way they're playing right now. You know, and they've played that way against everyone they played. You know, early in the year, they held Green Bay to 240 yards or something, and Rodgers threw for 150 yards in that game. You know, they've beaten Miami there. They've played awfully good at home. They've played good everywhere, you know, but particularly well at home.
What stands out to you the most about Joe Berger, kind of the way he fills in?
He's a veteran player, and he knows how to play, and he knows how to prepare, and he uses all his experience to help him play. You know, he does get outmanned a little bit at times, but I think he makes up for it with understanding, having a good understanding of what we're trying to do and being in the right position.
Is there a best position for him, or is he versatile enough?
I think the reason he's on this team because he's a backup center and a backup guard, and he happens to be starting because we've had injuries, and that's a good position for him, and he's done well with it.
All the way back, or he feel like he's still working his way?
I don't think he'll be all the way back till we get into camp next year. You know, he's, when you have that type of procedure, I think it takes a while to recover. I think he's working hard at it, and he's a competitive guy, and but he doesn't have the same quickness and burst that he had when we broke camp, and like I say, to me, when you have that procedure, it takes a while to get it. He's doing a nice job playing at less than 100%.
Is that kind of what's lacking?
I think it's that explosiveness, the quickness, you know, the things that we got so excited about when we got going in training camp.
Been in here for a couple of weeks now. What have been your impressions, and what do you need to see from him to maybe get more involved in the running game?
Well, I think this. I think Ben has shown us that he's got good run ability. He's learning the offense. He's making fewer mistakes. He's getting better in protection. I don't think those are reasons he hasn't had more opportunities. I think we played the game the way we should have played it against the other day. Whoever the hell, against the Jets, I think we played the game we should have. We had like 18 plays backed up inside our own 15. We had a number of short yardage, different situations where I think we had the right guy in the game. You know, we do want to get Joe, and Coach said it the other day, we want to get Joe, you know, an opportunity to carry the ball. We'd like to get Ben an opportunity to carry the ball. But the most important thing is we want to try to win the game. We want to make sure we help our offensive line. We had three backups in the game during the second half. I want to make sure we don't put them in a negative position against a real good pass rush team with the Jets. Obviously, this team's better. So how it plays out, we'll see how the game goes. And we'd like to get those guys a couple more opportunities if it presents itself.
Makes him so trustworthy, especially, I know you said you used him when he got backed up, and the same is the case when Jarek was there, you often use him backed up.
It's a comfort level that I think our guys have with him. I think we know he's going to protect the ball. He does a great job with that. He did a great job to me and getting yards where there really wasn't a whole lot and protecting the ball when there was a free guy in the hole. And I'm not saying the other guys won't do that. But in this circumstance, I think that he was the right guy to have in there.
Zimmer talked about wanting to get Chase Ford maybe back in there a little bit. Obviously, he had a nice stretch before Rudolph returns. What's kind of the thinking there?
Well, we would like to. You know, he's a good receiver, and he did some good things. You know, I don't know. You know, we've got some things where he's going to be involved. Hopefully we can get to him. You know, we've had things each week where he's involved, and sometimes you're able to get to him and sometimes you aren't. You know, like I said, the way the game went last Sunday, I think it went exactly the way we wanted it to in terms of giving us the best chance to win the game. You know, they kept the ball for a long time. It was big for us to get first downs, and then when we had an opportunity to make a couple of big plays, take a couple of shots, and we were able to do that. This week to me is going to be very similar. We have to be smart, field position. We have to protect the ball. We can't give them a short field. And when we have an opportunity to make a big play, we have to do it.
You talked earlier about Teddy getting the ball out quicker. What's the biggest thing that a quarterback has to do to learn and progress in that area?
Well, like I said, you know, he's always gets the ball out physically. He's always capable of getting the ball out quickly. And, you know, that was the emphasis when we got him here. We sped up his drops, sped up his not his throwing motion, but his release, a sense of urgency at getting the ball out. The guys have to run routes and get open quick to get the ball out. Quicker. As I said, I don't think you could get the ball out any quicker than he did in his first start against Atlanta. I think he did the things that we thought he's capable of doing. I think in the next week against Detroit, you know, he didn't play against Green Bay. They covered us tighter, so there were some throws he was reluctant to turn it loose. I think he'll throw those balls now. And, you know, they did a heck of a job of rushing us too. So, you know, there's going to be situations with this defense that we have to minimize the negative part of it. We got to protect the ball. If we get a sack, we got to make sure they don't end up with the ball. If we try to make a tight fit, we got to throw it where only our guy can get it so they can't get it. They're doing a great job of rushing, and usually teams that rush real well cover real well. It goes hand in hand.